Hello, my friend. Welcome to my studio. In today's video, I'd like to talk about Instagram. I'd like to give you a few tips because, you know, it's very difficult right now. It's not what it used to be. I'd like to be helpful in this regard. Of course, you need to keep in mind that I have a slightly negative bias, and so what I'm thinking, the golden days of Instagram are gone. You cannot reach people as easily as you used to, but at the same time, there are a few things that you can tweak in your art account to see a positive change. So I hope it's helpful. I've been using Instagram for several years to see a change and evolve. I spent hundreds of dollars on Instagram courses claiming to help me build the audience. While I don't have crazy following like so many artists out there, I did learn a thing or two about it with lots of sweat and tears. Overall, I still like Instagram for art. It's my favorite social network, mainly because it's so visual and it's easier to present art and connect with others in the art community and beyond. I must say that there are plenty of coaches who claim to grow your account if you follow their steps and strategies. While it could work for them, it doesn't mean it will work for you because you are a different person with different art, ideas, and presentation. I saw coaches that simply lied, promising growth, selling their silly programs or, you know, fake followers. So just be mindful of those things. You know, observe what other top art accounts are doing now to incorporate their strategies into yours. First of all, I'd like to talk about fixing Instagram's storage space. This is a problem for me. Every 2-3 months, I have to reset my Instagram. The same happens using other apps like Spotify. At some point, my Instagram takes up all the space on my phone and the size of the app gets bigger and bigger despite my limited use of the app. So I'm going to share what really works for me. You must remember your account name and password before you do the reset. This is like really important. Remember your password. After that, open the settings tab on your phone, click on apps, all apps, and you'll see a list of all your installed apps. Pick Instagram or Spotify or any other app that looks gigantic on your phone. Then click on Instagram app, storage and cache, clear cache first, and click on clear storage. It will ask you, delete app data, click delete. This action will reset the app and recover the storage space on your phone. You must open the Instagram app to enter your login information again to use it. So why do you need to be on Instagram? Because it's simply because every art professional, gallery owner, curator, artist, and art writer is on Instagram. You can connect to or reach out to those people in a very informal way. This is something that was totally impossible to accomplish a few years ago. If you have no website, you know, no worries. Our professionals check your Instagram account first, a website second. So you can host your art portfolio on Instagram for free. You expose your art to new audiences every single day, showing your inspiration and behind-the-scenes footage. In other words, you find your audience, opportunities, and art collectors on Instagram because it is a visual platform. So how do we use Instagram effectively today in late 2024? Well, first of all, the name of your account must include your artist name. If it's taken, expand on it a little bit more by adding art, painting, sculpture. Treat your Instagram account like your portfolio. So this means delete all pictures that are not art. You know, we don't want to see your food or anything else. I think you can post inspirational pictures. Look at your feed and see if it's consistent in style and theme. Include yourself in some of the shots. Like my pictures perform much better, and my reels perform much better when I'm standing next to my painting or I'm actually painting. We are always interested in the process of making something, so try to put something unique about your painting process into your videos. Then show your work in progress shots in a carousel post. Carousels do much better than single posts. If you do a carousel, you know, put your best shot in your first picture, and then you can put progress shots or shots of art with art supplies or your studio shots in that carousel. Also, use description space to write a story about your process and art. How did it come together? What challenges did you have? Focus on inspiration rather than art supplies. Although I must say that a lot of times people are also interested in art supplies. So next, follow your favorite artists, curators, and art brands on Instagram. Leave meaningful comments to engage and befriend them like you befriend people in real life. This is a long-term strategy. You cannot expect to see them liking or engaging with you, but there is a chance that you can develop a meaningful connection this way. Don't pressure people to like you. It is annoying. Rather, try to connect to someone you really admire or like. I recommend doing this with people whom you love as a fan. Use messages to connect with people as well. We do receive a lot of spam. I receive a ton of spam. Sometimes I don't even know if a person is real or not. Don't be obnoxious, but rather be helpful and inspiring to others, and just try to connect using messages. Please be aware of spam. Don't respond to messages stating that they can help you grow your account for a certain amount of dollars you spent with them. Also, there are big art accounts out there as well that promote you for $25 or $100 per post. Most of these accounts are scam. Don't waste your hard-earned money on these strategies. Some take the money and give you a following that disappears in a couple of days or a couple of months. Trust me, I've done that. If you see that the engagement is low on big art accounts, it means these are not real followers, and so that means you shouldn't deal with those accounts. There are some very large, legit accounts that post the best artists on their feed. Most of the time, posting on their feed is not free. While the best artists can get a free post, which translates to some following to the artist account. I think that the best strategy with big accounts is to use their branded hashtag. But I think really this strategy is dying off. I think it's the best to be authentic and just post your own content on your account and not deal with all those big accounts that can be fake. Also, you know, because the reach is not the same as it used to be, I had my art posted on rather big accounts and I saw very little change in terms of following. Maybe a few followers, but not like, you know, a ton of followers began to follow me just because my art was posted on a big account. So I think all of it is changing big time. Please rate my podcast if you find it helpful. It really helps for others to discover my show. I'd like to tell you about Reels. And what's the most important factor about them? The most important is shares. You want your reel to be shared a lot. And your Instagram account will not grow by much posting pictures. You do need to work on your video and post videos that are entertaining, educational, and inspirational. But the thing is that educational part is not working as well as it used to. It's all becoming entertainment for the most part. You know, Instagram wants to be a video app, so you have to work on your video and make it engaging. And my top tip for Reels is to treat it as a very short demo of your drawing, painting, or, you know, that's super entertaining. First 3 seconds of your vertical video are very important. And I've experimented with Reels quite a lot to understand what does and doesn't work for me. And my actual painting or drawing Reels used to do well, and now they don't do well at all. You know, the attention span is short and we want to see something snappy and entertaining. And you want to come up with a headline for your Reel that you put in the beginning of it. I'm not sure that posting time matters that much these days. You know, I think frequency is still important, but at the same time, posting Reels every day doesn't do much for my account growth. I've tried it for months and just noticed that I think it gets shown to the same people and they get tired of my content. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. This is something that you need to experiment with. Play with your Reels and timing to see if it's the same for you or different. One thing that's very important about your Reels is the immediate post engagement. Try to reply to your comments and always post your best content, you know, because there is so much stuff out there. Sometimes I open it and see that we all scream for attention, which makes me kind of frustrated with that. But post your best content, you know, post your best work, post your most interesting videos. Don't forget to go to your settings and click on upload at the highest quality to upload your Reels with maximum quality. If you have the creator account, you can also see the insights to understand how your videos perform. I think the quality of your video is very important as well. I think hashtags are not that important, but they still can bring you traffic. And so don't use a large hashtags that have over 500k posts with them. Reason being, if your account is small, your chance of being seen with a big hashtag is a fraction of a second. So pick the hashtags that are smaller and more appropriate for your account. I'd like to mention Facebook. It used to be a powerful platform and there are many people on it, but you know that many people do have the accounts, but they don't use them. Younger generation is on TikTok. So, you know, just remember where your customers are and what platform they prefer to engage on, so you spend more time on that platform. I think Facebook groups can be useful to build relationships, which is not possible on Instagram. To wrap up, pick one platform to be active on it almost every single day. Be professional by posting your art, inspiration, and story. Share that to your stories. Don't obsess over the numbers. It's just close to impossible. Get big numbers, you know, unless your reel becomes viral, and that's about the only case when you can reach a large number of followers with a viral reel. You know, try to build real relationships with people who follow you, who comment on your work, you know, reply to those comments, not with thank you, but maybe message them directly, thanking them for their support, maybe asking them what they like about your art. All of those things are kind of important. You know, we are all people behind the screens, and sometimes we forget about this. Also, don't forget to add location to your posts and reels. It seems that more local people can find you if you put location into your post. Like if you make your own audio, you need to rename it with your name. I usually don't do it because I don't really do well speaking. I refrain from doing that, but I think it would be helpful because if your audio becomes viral, you know, people will see your account. Don't forget to enable upload at the highest quality when you upload your reels. Otherwise, your video would look horrible in terms of quality, and you don't want to do that. Also, enable closed captions. Enable recommend on Facebook so you can have more views, simply because it's shared to Facebook as well. I'm honest in my videos, in my opinion, and so just remember that I do have a slightly negative bias about, you know, social media, but I think that the reason why it is so hard today in comparison to the past is a simple fact that, you know, the competition is increasing tenfold. There are a ton of people who upload their content every single day. You know, ads take a lot of space these days. Remember, you know, Facebook pages or how it functioned. It seems that Instagram goes in that direction. We will see more ads, and so we will have less space for our content. Unless ads become very expensive for the advertisers, I think they're going to continue this game. All we can do is to be mindful of all of these things and just produce a very good quality post or a video that catches people's attention. The first 3 seconds are super important. Put a headline in the first 3 seconds of your video to capture people's attention. I know it can be difficult at times, but you know, people go to social media and Instagram in particular for inspiration and, you know, good vibes. Try to refrain from negative posts. Entertainment seems to win in this silly game. Personally, I'm not an entertainer, so post positive and fun content to stay afloat in the busy world of social media. I hope this is helpful for you and you can apply it to your art account. Thanks so much for watching. Please rate my podcast if you find it helpful. It really helps for others to discover my show. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.